Welcome to the Assurance Financial Expert Analysis here on NewOrleansSaints.com. I'm John DeShazer, and this is an offensive play from the Saints' wild card victory over the Carolina Panthers on Sunday at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Saints win the game 31-26, but right now at this point, they're leading 24-19, 6:43 left in the fourth quarter. And after the teams have exchanged punts, the Saints probably could use a touchdown right here to kind of solidify their lead and hopefully carry themselves to victory. And that's exactly what they are able to get out of this drive. But before they can get the touchdown, they need this big play from Drew Brees to Michael Thomas. Now, a couple of key principal characters to watch on this one. Right here, Carolina defensive end Julius Peppers, who is headed to the Hall of Fame, one of the best pass rushers in NFL history. Here at the top of the screen, that's Saints receiver Michael Thomas. He's going to be the primary target. But also, a couple of guys you want to watch. This fella right here, the Saints tight end Michael Umanawanui. And right here is receiver Ted Ginn Jr., who, oh, by the way, has burned Carolina earlier in this game for an 80-yard touchdown pass. So we're going to run it right here, and we'll see exactly what happens with the principal characters. As Umanawanui in motion, he's going to come over and get in position to block Peppers. And as we move it along, we'll see Peppers with a great inside move. And Umanawanui is pretty much done to freeze it right here. Now, Brees is going on the half roll, and it helps to allow Michael Thomas to get open. However, his time is condensed because Peppers has already beat the block. So what's going to help here is, one, Brees is going to show some athleticism, get a little bit deeper than he ordinarily would to throw this pass. And two, Ted Ginn Jr. is going to occupy this free safety, Kurt Coleman. So we're going to run it. And again, you have to respect Ted Ginn Jr. because he's got the 80-yard touchdown pass. You see Drew Brees with the deeper drop. You see Michael Thomas coming loose, wide open. Brees with the throw on the run. We don't see it that often, but here it is, extremely accurate. And that allowed Michael Thomas to get behind Luke Kuechly and make that catch. Makes a miss right here. Kuechly does make the tackle, but by then, Michael Thomas is down to the 5-yard line. So it's first and goal for the Saints, and they score a couple of plays later on an Alvin Kamara run. We're going to look at it again from another angle. And again, straight on, here's Brees, and you'll see Peppers over on the left-hand side. And Umanawanui gets beat inside, and Drew Brees has to show that athleticism. And a tight end on Julius Peppers, a lot of times advantage, you know, Peppers anyway. But Drew Brees with a deeper drop, you'll see this beautiful throw spiral, and Michael Thomas comes clean behind Kuechly. And then he's down the sideline for him, off to the races, forces that miss, finally gets tackled, but he's at the 5-yard line by then, and the Saints first and goal. Again, they score a couple of plays later on a 2-yard touchdown run by Alvin Kamara, and the Saints really needed this offensive touchdown because, as it turns out, it's their final score of the game, and it provides the winning margin for them. They lead 31-19 after this touchdown. They go on to win 31-26. And that is your expert analysis from the offensive side of the ball on Sunday's game.